And this ad is me giving you an extra dose of love. Did you know the best way to spread the love about a podcast you love is to share it with a friend? Make sure they have a podcast app and download it on their device of choice. And then be like, did you listen? I think you'd really like it. And make sure you get to episode 3 because that's where it all really kicks off. And my friend Sponsor Bots on it and it's really nice. Or whatever podcast it is you're sharing. And it costs nothing and it really helps us out. And it makes me very happy. That's all.
The Little Book of Brismas, approved by Automnicon. Celebrate Brucemas. We all celebrate Brucemas. Most of us have the traditional Brucemas tower with the Brucemas helicopter on top. But do you know what it means? Read on to find the story behind Brucemas. It was a late winter's eve, and as the bells chimed, all gathered in Nakatomi for a lovely old time. At the party was Bruce, Brucette, and the Brucelings, their family and friends, and all manner of good things. They cheered and they danced and they partied all night, until the doors opened wide on a terrible sight. "It's the Grubers," all cried, and a hush fell across, and all festive feelings were suddenly lost. These evil octuplets from a far-flung land came to end all joy with their evil plan. Wizard Gruber was sly, sarcastic and mean. All around in his black cloak he'd often careen. T. Gruber turned tables each way that he went. Necklace Gruber slunk around with his secret present. Sheriff Gruber was proud, aggressive and pouty. And Alien Gruber was grumpy and haughty. Robot Gruber was sad, all slow and morose. While the Jumper Gruber drank booze and cracked jokes. A Gruber with wings brought up the rear, and everyone knew they were not welcome here. All the people they scattered, they crumbled and cowered, or hatred and gunfire the Grubers all showered. But one man he spoke up and he'd save the day, for brave Bruce McLean would make them all pay. The fight it was fierce, but his blows they were true. And little by little, the Grubers all knew that their fight was hopeless and they should all flee. To the roof, they cried in symphony. Their helicopter was waiting to take them away, but Bruce had a plan to make them rue the day. So up to the roof he secretly went, crawling arm on arm in a tight aircon vent. He took Brucette's watch and he aimed it quite true, and into the mechanism the improvised missile flew. The Grubers all ranted, the Grubers all wailed, but they all knew by then that their whole plan had failed. Everyone slipped, and everyone fell, down from the helicopter and right into hell. The people all clapped, and the people all cheered, and declared that Brucemas would be celebrated next year. So when you hang your helicopter up on the tower, think of Bruce McLean and the things he overpowered. Think of bravery, of honesty, of making bad guys pay. And think of it all with a yippee-ki-yay.
Hi, this is Beth and Headley from We Fix Space Junk.
And we're here to say thank you so much for listening to the show.
We hope you enjoyed this slightly ridiculous poetry episode.
We've been blown away by all the support we've had this year.
Whether you've talked about us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, or Instagram.
Whether you left comments, reviews, listened to the show, shared it with a friend, become a patron, or bought one of our special episodes.
And we have a special episode out right now called Automnicon The Brucemas Party, about what Automnicon CEOs get up to at Brucemas.
Details on how to get one of our special episodes are in the show notes.
Thank you again, and most of all, we want to wish each and every one of you a Merry Brucemas and a Happy New Year.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is routine update log number 6 for Dr. Edison Tucker concerning my research into the town of Jerusalem, Oregon, and the existence of the supernatural, paranormal, mythological, etc., etc., blah, blah, blah. Anyway, since arriving, I've definitely encountered some stuff that could be classified under weird ass. I mean, where else does putting lamb's blood on people's doorways actually work as pest control? And nobody in town will talk to me about the picnic area near Lincoln's farm. Although, could be because everybody thinks I'm one of those monster hunting idiots. Which I'm not, okay? I am an experienced professional who takes my work extremely seriously, and I am going to prove this if it's the last thing I ever—
Oh, Dr. Tucker, what have I told you about keeping samples in the fridge?
Although, to be honest, I think the biggest mystery on my hands is how I'm gonna survive living with Lucille Kensington, stuck-up extraordinaire. So, if you guys don't hear from me again, it wasn't something in the woods that got me. Probably. Where the Stars Fell. Available now wherever podcasts are found.